The responder trial, which was based on Kathy Albing's paper we published in Lancet Oncology from the old SWOG study of node-positive ER-positive patients, suggested just that, that as you go left to right, the relative benefits of chemotherapy get greater and greater and greater. And so therefore, if you have a bad prognosis and you have a low recurrence, a bad prognosis anatomically, large tumor, multiple positive nodes, but a low recurrence, it's not that you don't need the chemotherapy, it's that it won't work. It's the equivalent of your estrogen receptor negative. It's not that you don't need adjuvant endocrine therapy, it just won't work. If your HER2 is negative, it's not that you don't need trastuzumab, it just won't work. And so the theory is if you're low recurrence, regardless of your anatomic prognosis, chemotherapy just won't work. We went to the Oxford Overview, and I'm going to tell you, we turned it every which way but loose. A very nice paper published in The Lancet a few years ago, looking at all the ways, the subgroups in which chemotherapy versus no chemotherapy was done. We don't have Oncotype DX in the Oxford Overview, or we don't have any kind of molecular testing. All we have is ER, PR, progesterone receptor. Sometimes we have grade or Ki-67, we have age. We could not find any group in which the relative benefits of chemotherapy weren't roughly a one-third reduction. And so in SWOG, based on our study from 8814, which by the way is very similar to a paper that Soon Paik had published in the node negative group already, but we felt like we really needed at least one or two more validating prospective retrospective studies, and we just couldn't find them. They just don't exist out there. So we started a new prospective trial called Responder. Kevin Kolinsky's been the PI of this study. It is now fully accrued for node-positive patients. Unfortunately, it's only 1 to 3 positive node patients, but it's node-positive patients. And if their Oncotype DX is less than 25, they all got standard endocrine therapy and half got chemotherapy and half did not. So we're trying to test there the predictive value of Oncotype DX as opposed to the prognosis. Now, they get confused because you can't really separate prognosis and prediction. But nonetheless, what we're going to have there are node-positive patients. So presumably, they need chemotherapy. The question is, will it work if they're less than 25? And we're waiting for the results of that study. I'll tell you a cute story, Neil. I had a patient about a year and a half ago who was node negative, ER positive, and had an Oncotype recurrence score of about 24 or 25. So it was in the intermediate group. And this was, of course, before Taylor or X had been reported out. And I went through all this long-winded hand-waving, and at the end she said, well, Dr. Hayes, I understand all that, but I need to know, should I get chemotherapy or not? And I said, well, the trouble is I can't tell you because we got this big trial. We're waiting for the results. We thought we'd already have the results by now, but we haven't. And I said to her, you know, the problem is you're all doing much better than you used to do, that we're having a hard time getting an answer. And as soon as I did that, Neil, I thought, that's not a problem. That was a stupid thing to say to a patient. You know, the problem is we can't get our research done. The good news is we think that patients, especially with ER-positive breast cancer, are doing much better than they were 30 years ago. So the results from the old NSABP trials and the old SWOG trials may not be quite as applicable to a patient these days as they were before, and there are a number of reasons why that may be.